Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 6:30 in the morning London time on Monday, the 25th of November. Markets have reacted positively to the news that US President-elect Trump has nominated financier Bessent to be the next US Treasury Secretary. Markets tend to prefer orthodoxy, predictability, and coherence from economic policy. And there were fears that the candidates would not necessarily offer those attributes. Bessent does. Bessent has said that they favour taxing US consumers via tariffs, but as a bargaining tactic, which is essentially the tariff policy of the Trump first term. That does not mean that this will automatically be the approach this time. There does seem to have been a shift in the approach overall, with taxing US consumers now being considered a good policy in its own right and not just a bargaining position. But having at least one significant advocate around the cabinet table arguing against persistent trade taxes is a positive for markets. Politics will also have a bearing on sentiment data today. The Michigan Consumer Sentiment Poll on Friday saw sentiment soar to the highest level in almost 4 years, provided you're a registered Republican. Registered Democrats' sentiment plunged. This is, of course, nothing to do with the economy. Today, we get the US Dallas Fed Manufacturing Survey, which has long been a source of considerable entertainment for economists, because the Dallas Fed so thoughtfully provide the accompanying comments. Political bias is likely to be evident in the comments section, and that presumably translates into the supposedly objective survey responses. We'll also get the German IFO survey. Because Germany is not a two-party system, this is not so obviously divided along partisan lines, but media reporting and bias is likely to influence how people respond to sentiment polls. The global consumer is in focus this week as the US gears up for the most important festival of the retail year, the Black Friday sales extravaganza. The hype around this has increased in recent years, and so has the period of price discounting and product promotion. The shift to spending on having fun rather than spending on goods might be thought to be somewhat separate to this particular festival. Is engaging in Black Friday shopping a fun activity? If people enjoy pursuing bargains in the manner of 19th century British fox hunters, baying excitedly at the merest scent of any money off sticker, it might be considered a social activity. Tokyo department store sales suggest a more decorous approach in Japan. The October numbers fell on the year. We have another day where ECB speakers are crowding onto the agenda. There are four speakers again today. This might have been of interest to markets if we had not had over 30 ECB speaking events last week. Somebody might like to hint very delicately to members of the ECB Governing Council that there are times when less is more. That's all for today. Have a good day.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/working with us. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.